The Sfas says a very interesting point in this week's parasha, that Moshe Rabbeinu comes to Klal Yisrael shortly before they're going into Eretz Yisrael and gives them what's known as the Parshas Hayira. Even though other things are mentioned in the parasha, but the focus of the parasha, the message of the parasha, is the element of Yira. So, Batoy Yisrael Moshe Machecha Shemimach. Because I'll talk about it. This is the pasuk of Yerushimayim, Yerushimayim, etc. So the focus of the pasuk is Yerushimayim. So he says like this. There are two different types of nisyanas that a person has in their life. There's the nisyanas of Oysher, and there are the nisyanas of Oni, of poverty. To overcome the nisyanas of poverty, what is needed is a strong feeling of Avas Hashem. My Ava will allow me to not be bogged down by my poverty, get involved in things I shouldn't get involved, because I'm staying focused on my Ava to Kadosh Baruch Hu. Says the primary element that you need to overcome the Nisoyan of Oysher is Yira. Oysher is this feeling of control and expansiveness, and I can do whatever I want, etc. And Yira is what comes along and controls a person and says, you can't do that. You have limits. You can't do whatever you want. Eretz Yisrael is going to be the tkufa of Klal Yisrael of Oysher. Klal Yisrael is going to have, each person is going to have their own property. They're going to be able to be controlling their destiny, as it were. The tkufa of the Midbar was the tkufa of Oini. Even though Klal Yisrael had a tremendous amount of riches, they couldn't do anything with them. Their needs, the food, the water, were totally in the Kadosh Baruch Hu. The man, the Be'er Shalmiyim, these were things which they had no control over. So, even though they had a large amount of flax, all it meant for them was that they could bring it as a korban, because you could not eat it without bringing it as a korban. It didn't do so much for them. So the challenge was, how well can you deal with living in this state where you have no control over your seemingly no control over your reality? You're totally dependent on the handout of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. How will you deal with that? Chazal said that a person was Mekayim Torah Mi'oni Sever L'Kayim Mi'Toch Oysher. So had Klal Yisrael passed the Nisyanus and the Midbar perfectly, then they'd be able to move on to the Nisyan of Oysher and also pass the test. But Klal Yisrael did not pass the test perfectly. Their Avos Hashem wasn't sufficient to let them overcome the emotions and the challenges which they had in the Midbar, the difficulties, etc. So Moshe Rabbeinu was concerned Klal Yisrael was going into Eretz Yisrael and they're going through be given an opportunity to make the Torah mitoch Oysher, and they haven't really fully passed the test of Oini, which would allow them to be guaranteed that they'll be able to pass the test of Oysher. That a person mekayim the Torah mitoch Oini suffer lekayim mitoch Oysher. Therefore, Moshe Rabbeinu needs to warn them with the parsha of Yira. You're going to have the challenges of Oysher in front of you. You should know that you need to. And then that feeling of power and expansiveness, etc., might delude you and confuse you and mislead you. You have the feeling of Yira, of the stepping back and the self-control and the feeling of the understanding that you can't do whatever you want. He suggests, that, interestingly enough, that the two parashas of Shema, the first parasha of Shema, is Yehovtoah, is the parasha of Ava. That's the parasha where it stresses that you love a Kadosh Baruch Hu b'chol medecha, which Chazal say whatever meaning he gave you. That's referring to the door of the Midbar, the door going into Eretz Yisrael. Yishar Malachem, and it talks about getting Eretz Yisrael. He says Yishar that you might lose Eretz Yisrael if you're not careful. You have to be careful. You have to be sharper. So that's the speaking to the generation which is going into Eretz Yisrael. Interesting to point out that the generation which is in the Midbar is referred to as Dor Deya, and the word Deya is the idea of of understanding, also been used to the idea of cleaving to something, connecting to something, is the midah of das. So the door of the midbar, their primary element of avodah was in the world of das, in the world of understanding slash connecting. And therefore the appropriate name for that generation was the Dor Deah. Have a good Shabbos.